Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish
Nation. Welcome to Dish Nation, people. So excited today because we got a big surprise coming up in a second. Well, Guess just revealed their new sexy guest girl, and we'll tell you who the 48-year-old stunner is. And Katy Perry doesn't seem to know her way around balls. We'll tell you what happened coming up. But first, let's get to our LA team and get some action going. What's up, Heidi and Frank? And there's a big surprise. So Look so good is in the building. Look My big there. Brother yeah. from another mother, JD Jermaine Dupri. On Dish with us today, so let's kick off some of the nominations for the 60th Annual Grammy Awards.
Let's go.
By the way, I must say, before we even start with the Grammys, I have never felt more underdressed. I mean, I feel bad because I look how good Jermaine looks.
Stop it.
They're wondering why I'm here. Like, who let the homeless guy in here?
Frank, you're good, man. Don't worry about
it. Thank you, Jermaine.
Don't pay no attention to it. It's all good.
You look like you're ready to buy Dish Nation. Are you here to purchase?
That would be all right. That would be the mood today, huh?
Well, I'm for sale.
Shut up. You know I like a man in a suit. Okay, let's get back to the show. Well, Jay-Z leads the pack with 8 nominations this year, including Album of the Year.
Yeah.
Which is the first time he's been nominated by himself and not as a contributor to other albums. Well, y'all, Kendrick Lamar follows with 7 nominations, while Bruno Mars is the 3rd most nominated artist with 6. SZA is this year's most Grammy-nominated woman with 5 nods.
Go ahead, girl.
Yes, SZA. On the weekend, girl. Anyway, Khalid and Childish Gambino also scored 5 noms.
That's an impressive list.
And Despacito keeps its winning streak alive by snagging nominations for both Song of the Year and Record of the Year. Cardi B also scored her first Grammy nod for Best Rap Performance and Best Rap Song.
Okay.
And for Best Rap Performance, Cardi B is competing against her new fiance, Offset, because Migos is also nominated in that category for Bad and Bougie.
That's a hard one, y'all.
All right. Yeah. I want Cardi to win just for the female MC aspect.
Well, yeah, that's true.
They need to show it on TV, though. They can't just win. They got to show that award on TV.
Oh, you know that.
They don't show our stuff all the time.
I mean, because they don't, you know, there's a lot of times they don't put the when I won my award, it wasn't on TV. You know what I mean? So,
So
a lot of times when we win our Grammys, it's not even seen. So the rap award has to be on TV.
You can leave your folk music awards.
Native American drum beat. Spoken word.
Everybody wants to see Cardi win. You know, let Cardi get on TV.
But they have to show Cardi. We have to hear her speech. It's going to be something that nobody understands but us.
Katy Perry took her witness tour to Salt Lake City. And let's just say that one fan will never forget the night. Take a look.
It's always fun in games when someone gets an eye in the face.
Don't use camera phones at her shows.
That's right.
That's the lesson.
But the worst thing was, it was a Taylor Swift phone case. That's why she's like, I'm getting that one.
Yeah, you shouldn't be this close to the stage.
Right, no, perfect.
Balls in the face.
I took a ball to the face and I liked it.
You've never said that, have you?
I don't believe I have.
All right, now Jennifer Lopez has yet another job to add to her resume.
Oh, Lord.
She is guest girl.
What?
Okay. J-Lo is the face of Guess Spring 2018 collection, and she's making history as the oldest Guess girl to date, honey.
All right, girl.
And must I add, the flyest, okay?
I loved Anna Nicole.
Me too, bitch. That's why I was finna go. Anna Nicole was the flyest.
Hold on.
Oh, Jermaine's still looking at J-Lo.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about?
What, Gary,
slow down over there, Gary.
Nah, Jermaine, you know Anna Nicole was the best, Nicole, my baby.
Hey, man, did you see this Guess ad? Are you looking at what I'm looking at?
Anne Hathaway. Honey.
Do you see that? Oh, see, you looking at the wrong thing. I'm looking at this leg that you should put some sauce on.
I just want to make sure we give Anna Nicole credit because
Anna Nicole was
beautiful.
A great guest girl.
And yeah, she was the
baby.
Most popular, okay. And I believe the most
that's
famous.
That's what's
up. Beautiful, too.
So no, let's say that Nicole was the best beautiful young one, but J-Lo is definitely the best mature one.
Okay.
Nah, yeah, that we got. Why we got to even add all that? Let's just
that's
say
what she is.
Anna Nicole,
Jermaine, now the campaign celebrates the notion that women get more beautiful and talented as they gain life experiences.
But see, mm-hmm. There's something, I mean, it's like Jennifer Lopez sold her soul to the devil or something because she looks so great.
Yeah.
That, I mean, a lot of 48-year-old women who will try to squeeze into what she has on in this particular ad will not look like J-Lo, and it'll be a huge disappointment. I mean, there's Forever 21, there's Forever 48.
I try to put that on, I go, yes, I can't wear this.
You stupid Heidi.
Well, you may have noticed by now that Jermaine Dupri is right here in studio with us.
Yeah.
So let's take some time to talk about you.
Yeah, let's take a little time to talk about me.
Season 4 of your show, The Rap Game, kicked off on Lifetime just last week.
Yes.
And they're calling this season the most challenging yet. So what actually does that mean? Why is it so challenging this season?
Well, it means that, you know, the first episode, the kids didn't really excite me the way that they should have. But that's cool because I feel like that makes people understand the process of artist development a lot more. That's what the show is about. It's about you watching the process of me taking these kids from the first week to the 13th week and how good they get in that process.
It's your girl, Lil Bree. Coming straight up out of Houston, Texas.
Okay.
Yep.
Yo, she's so Houston.
This ain't no game.
She's so Houston.
Yep. I'm coming out the slums where the killers be. Fear nothing but God, plus the devil is my weakest enemy. Can't tell me nothing. I work like I ain't never had nothing. They grew up with a silver spoon up in their mouth. We grew up with them choppers out. Guns steady popping out. People getting killed every day when the robbers out. This is my reality. That's why I want it bad. That's why I want it bad. Cause everything I had, it never lasts.
Now, Jermaine, when you compare, like, the 80s and 90s to now, right, there were way more whack rappers than there were good rappers back in the day, I feel.
Nah, I feel different. I mean, but I understand what you're saying. I think it's different this time. I think it's more so many rappers that don't know what to do. That's why the music sounds the same. This is just a bunch of copycats.
Right.
You know, in that time period that you was talking about, it was so many people trying to do different rappers. You know, like, different styles. Like, the Fat Boys didn't sound like Curtis Blow. Curtis Blow didn't sound like Run DMC. Run DMC didn't sound like Houdini. Houdini didn't sound like, I mean, the list keeps going
on.
It just keeps.
What about the Sugar Hill Gang?
Oh, you went back too far.
You know what I don't have a stage name. I'm just Frank. So when I'm auditioning for you and it's like, oh, it's Frank, we got to do something else. So if you were going to give me a stage name, knowing me as we've known each other for like the last 20 minutes.
Knowing you.
I like Just Frank.
Just Frank. Oh. There it is.
Just Frank.
He be Lil Wiener.
Oh, hey. What is this?
Yo, JD, thank you for joining us,
Yo, thanks for having me, everybody in here.
Thank you so
Frank,
much.
Just Frank, you got I want to watch without me being a part of this. But you're using the name Just Frank.
Y'all make sure you check out The Rap Game on Lifetime Friday nights at 10.
Yeah.
And after the break, Meghan Markle just got engaged, and the British press is already getting their black people mixed up, honey. Stay tuned. Damn.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well,
hello,
Rihanna.
What up, what up, welcome. Woo.
Oh, everybody seem a little excited.
Yeah.
I like that, too. Well, Rihanna is looking absolutely gorgeous on not one, not two, but three covers of the December issue of Vogue Paris magazine.
Oh,
yes, honey. Look at this.
All right, Miss Rihanna.
Work. Another Rihanna? Legend is born.
Yes.
In the article, Rihanna shares just how little sleep she gets every night. She said, I have a lot of trouble switching off. Even when I get home early, which means before 1 a.m., I still binge watch TV shows or documentaries, which I love. I can't go straight to bed. As a matter of fact, I only sleep 3 to 4 hours a night. Oh. Dang, she sound like me.
Sound like me.
Yeah. Sound like that's the new life.
I get 4 hours at the most.
Yep.
Really?
And same pray here. For those four, because sometimes it's 2.5. Mm.
Well, you know what's crazy to me? You know they used to say that you need your beauty rest? Yeah. Look how gorgeous Rihanna is. So this is what 3 hours of sleep looks like?
Well, not in everybody, boo. Everybody don't have them good genes.
Everybody don't have good makeup artists neither.
But you know what? Have y'all ever noticed that Rihanna always does the resting bitch face? That's the I'm sleepy.
Yeah,
because she normally, if you see her, she's like, and she's really, we think it's resting bitch, but it's really, she's sleepy as hell.
Well, y'all, now that Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are engaged, the British press is digging into the details about Meghan and her family. But they're getting some of the details all wrong. Yesterday, London's Telegraph newspaper published a picture of Meghan with her mom with the caption, Meghan Markle and her mother. But it wasn't her mother, okay? It was entertainment talk show host Delana Dixon.
They will not find some random black woman and say that that's this woman mama.
Now it's like, let's dig out the dirt on her now that she's getting ready to be. Come on,
that's
y'all.
What happens when you get your results from Bing.
Right.
Yeah.
She don't even look like that woman.
At all.
Like, what are you doing?
But it's one of those things, like, if you don't know any better, you'd be like, well, okay. I guess your dad was like, really white.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yes, well, baby, honey, believe it or not, y'all, Dish Nation, honey, makes mistakes. We make mistakes, too.
We do.
Yes, we do, baby. Now, yesterday, honey, during our Soul Train red carpet segment, honey, we labeled the group 702 as SWV. And baby, honey, believe me, honey, we are definitely sorry for the terrible mistake, honey. Now, we love you, 702.
Yes, we do, girl.
We love you, honey. But, honey, we read all y'all tweets, America, honey, and Facebook comments as well, telling us the errors, honey, of our ways. Ooh. And you know what, y'all?
They read us down, Gary.
Read us for
y'all didn't have to read us down like that, y'all.
Please, honey, forgive us, honey. Now, damn it.
Don't beg them. Don't beg them.
Why not?
We ain't nobody perfect, though, but we ain't gonna beg y'all to love us and cause shoot.
But I need them to love me.
We
make mistakes, and y'all make mistakes, too, but you ain't getting ready to be reading us up and down.
The room is split. Gary and I are ready to take the mistake for the coin.
Yes,
please. We are sorry. We're so sorry.
Please forgive us. But, Brad, guess what, honey?
Don't do that. What?
3 years of damn gold, y'all, honey. We put photos of D. Woods, honey, when it was supposed to be K. Michelle. And we still hearing about that.
See? And Brad wasn't here yet, okay? So don't tell me what happened 3 years ago, okay?
Yes, honey. It's sad, y'all.
People make mistakes, okay? Nobody's perfect.
We're not perfect,
but you ain't gonna drag me for the rest of my life for something that happened 3 years ago.
Well,
you can drag me as long as you watch.
But anyway, baby, y'all, we've got a brand new batch of dish gear, y'all. We got some dish gear coming your way. Yes, baby. All right, do you need the perfect gift for your loved one or just for yourself?
Why not?
Well, honey, then dish is how we do it.
Dish.
Oh, all right, dish is how we do it, honey.
Dish.
Now head over to dishnation.com/dish gear to get shirts, honey, hats, and of course mugs for all the tea, baby.
Tea.
We still on the daily.
Oh, yes.
All right, so coming up, if you're hungry, we got a dish going viral video that's going to make you lose your appetite up next.
Oh, no.
All right, so welcome back to Dish Nation. It's time for Dish Gone Viral.
Yes!
Now, we are back in the full swing of the holiday seasons, and there's a lot of recipe tutorials on the internet. And it was one dude whose reaction to how to make potato salad. His commentary is legendary.
Ooh, is that a pear? That looks good. They look sweet. Apple. Hold on, what y'all doing with pickle? Why y'all put that in that bowl? Where these onions going? They going in the bowl too?
Child, I thought this was a fruit salad. What the hell is this? Oh! Why you put all them pickles on there? Oh, no. Oh! Y'all better not... Oh, this is nasty. Uh-uh, what y'all doing with them hot dogs? Child, whoever eat this, I know y'all breath is funky. Absolutely not. You cannot pay me to eat that right there. Potato salad. There was potatoes. Child, I thought that was pears.
Child, I thought that was pears.
Okay. Gary, which one of your cousins was that?
That was Miss Jason.
She was looking forward to a fruit salad, honey.
Well, I spent a lot of time on the internet looking at videos on how to make things, and I swear I'd be thinking the exact same thing because there'd be things happening in some of these recipes. It's like, what?
No.
What are you doing?
They made a cake out of potato salad.
With a hot dog outside?
Yeah, it's like the graham cracker crust.
I can't.
He said, where y'all going with all them pickles?
The pickles almost made sense because you do put relish
yes,
in potato
that's true.
Salad sometimes.
They're not all them damn pickles.
But they could have been sweet pickles.
You might as well throw some ketchup and mustard on top.
I'm going to need my man to comment on everything.
Yeah.
I need this guy to tell you what we're thinking.
Yeah. Exactly.
Could y'all imagine at a potluck, Susan comes, she's like, y'all have to taste my potato salad cake with hot dog wieners.
That sounds delicious.
There you go.
Cake and wieners.
I'd be like, bye, Susan.
Right.
Susan gonna have to leave.
All right, who's ready for a deal?
Me!
You see this?
What is that?
It's just my $1 million smile.
Damn, boy, she almost blinded me with that sparkle.
Well, you too can have a $1 million smile with Smile Sciences Professional Teeth Whitening Kits. It guarantees results in as little as 20 minutes and makes your teeth up to 10 shades whiter with no pain or discomfort.
That's pretty awesome.
Well, this treatment bundle includes custom fit trays, an LED light for quick results, and a maintenance pen for on the go.
Wow.
So, Portia, what does it take for me to look like you?
Well, a lot. But you can get a head start with Smile Sciences, which has been priced as high as $299, but for our Dish Nation fans, it's just
$39.
$39!
Nice.
Yes!
Nice.
It's an insane deal. Just head over to morningsave.com and add some sparkle to your pearly whites.
After the break, we have another mistake to fess up to. Oh, man, and this one's gonna cost us, literally.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey!
And like Boyz II Men, this is the end of the road.
End of the road.
But in a good way. Now, we all make mistakes here at Dish Nation, and confusing SWV and 702 wasn't the only one. We're going to blame that on the holidays and the tryptophan that was in Turkey.
And we'll blame it on the white side of dish.
Yeah.
We know the difference. Okay.
Last week, we held our Catch the Turkey contest in which you all had a chance to win $500 a day for correctly counting the number of turkeys that appeared in the show.
Right.
Well, one of the winners was named Kimberly Williams, which led a woman named Kimberly Boykin Williams to reach out to us on Facebook and let us know that she heard her name called. So
okay.
She's like, Dish Nation was good. Because we, like, you know, mistakenly congratulated her. And it was the wrong Kimberly.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she told us about the plans that she had for her money. She was going to use it to help out our four grandchildren.
$500 for four kids?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we felt a little bad. And you know Dish Nation has a heart.
We do.
Guess what we going to do?
So what are you going to do?
What
we going to do?
We're going to pull our money together, and we're going to give Kimberly Boykin Williams $500, too.
What?
Word up.
Oh, that is so honorable. Yeah.
Took a poll amongst the room and we realized you actually get paid the most from all jobs that are done, so we're gonna take the $500 from you.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Portia Williams, you
yes,
are
so awesome. Yes, girl.
Yes.
You
yes.
are everything,
and
honey.
She can do you, huh?
Sharing is
that
caring.
Is one applause y'all can keep.
The show is over, but make sure you go to morningsave.com for today's great deal.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.